Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Foundational keys that we must grasp in unlocking the mysteries of the kingdom. And these mysteries or these secrets, they are things that God puts in our hands. He has put them in our hands. But understanding is very key to manipulating or operating mysteries. If you don't understand how and why these things should be, you may never get the full benefit of these things. Now, the scripture we read initially in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 11, Jesus answered and said unto them, because it has been given unto you to know the mysteries. That means the things that pertain to God's kingdom, they are mysteries. Unless they are revealed to you, you may not be able to do so much. You will just know that there is a realm in God that abides side by side with our reality, but you may not be able to enter into these things except they are given. Come on, say, Lord, open my eyes. Let me see. Lord, open my ears. Let me hear. Now, Lord, open my heart. Cause me to understand. A man that sees and a man that hears, but has understanding taken from him, is not better than a man who has not seen. In fact, you may be probably more confused. For that which speaks in tongues must also desire to interpret. For that is when his mind becomes fruitful. The things of God are always coded. They may be on the streets, but it does not mean you will have access to them. So if God gives you a wife, she may not look like it, but there will be tons and tons of gold laid up in her spirit. You need the eyes of faith to see that what I married is more than what I paid for. The subject of bride price is another matter in question, but another day. So, if there is anything God gives to you, or you claim God gave to you, and the apparent value of that thing was immediately obvious, it's exposed, it's not God. Did you hear what I just said? If there's anything you found, and the value of that thing was immediately apparent, you didn't need to look far. You just saw the guy, everything was clear, this guy is doing well, he's making it. That transaction is over, leave that place. If there is nothing that you are discovering, like, I didn't even know she could sew. I didn't know she's into this. We just met. If there's nothing you are discovering, everything is the way you have seen it. Get out. She's your friend, not your wife. He is your friend, not your husband. There must be certain items that will be serving as confirmation. Wow. This has to be God. If there is no that sense of, wow, this God, God is faithful. If there is nothing like that, that's your friend. Don't mistake him or her for your husband. Because he said, I am the God that hides myself. If there is anything God is doing, he will conceal certain matters. It is the glory of God to what? To conceal a matter. But the honor of kings to what? Search them out. God is not the only one searching. Men are not the only ones. God also is searching. So if you don't have the response of a searcher, if you are not a seeker, the legend of the seeker, if you are not a seeker, there are things that will be kept from you, no matter how innocent or simple-minded you are. Come on, say I'm a seeker. Say I'm a seeker. I didn't ask you to follow magic. Come on, say I'm a seeker. The volume is going down. Say I'm a seeker. Now, the first mystery of the kingdom I was sharing with you was the key, the mystery of a divine search. In this second service, I want to share with you the mystery of fasting and prayer. I call it the mystery because Jesus also referred to it as mystery. Now, jump with me to Matthew chapter 17 and verse, I don't know if you can do this quickly, verse 14 to 21. Matthew 17 from verse 14. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he's a lunatic and is so vexed. For oftentimes he falleth into the fire and into the water. And I want you to look at this. Nothing is more challenging than when a problem cannot be easily diagnosed. Because if a problem is a fire problem, we know what to do is to pour water. If a challenge is coming from water, we also know what to do. We can apply fire. But if they are coming from two opposing forces, things that must never be together, and that problem is resident in you, then what to administer now becomes a problem. Because if Peter comes and says, Holy Ghost fire, consume, 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 water will flow and kill the fire. So sometimes you pray. So like somebody asked me, say, Pastor, there's somebody I've been trying to pray for. Every time I pray for her, she seems to have some demonic issues, you know, the thing subsides. After a few days, the thing comes back. I told the person, I'll get back to you. It's after this meeting and 1 week, you know, from now, that I will send that person a voice note and tell the person only one thing. Wherever you find resistance, check for number one, private sin, iniquity in the life of the person you are praying for. Check for unbelief. Check for consecration. Bam, send it. It was Agnes that taught me how to send voice note. Bam, just send it. Let them Google the rest. Look at this. Next verse. 16. And I brought him to your pastors, and they could not cure him. Ha. That's where Jesus got angry. And Jesus answered and said, who was Jesus talking to, sir? Who did Jesus call faithless and perverse generation? Sir, what's the meaning of perverse? You see, I want you to, you see, you people know, you need to use dictionary when listening to Jesus. People think he didn't go to school. Now, please, look at perverse. I want, give me a strong word for perverse. Jesus was talking to his disciples, though, including, Peter was with him, and John. So the other nine. Please give me one word for perverse. Check Google. Google is your friend. Huh? Did you say something? Quickly. Perverse. I know the word, but I want you to give it to me. Huh? Ugly. Unclean. What else? Huh? Corrupt. Jesus referred to his disciples as unclean people, because they could not handle a small case. Next verse. And Jesus rebuked the devil. Do you know what it means to rebuke? Pah! Be silent. Out. That's what it means to rebuke. Not let us begin to pray now that God will intervene in this matter. Brethren, let's pray. Brother Matthias, where are you? Okay. Come. Sister Peace, come. Let's. I believe God can do it. Oga, go and sit down. Pa! Out! The way you treat a demon from the time that prayer starts is what will determine how many hours you'll be there. Out! In the name of Jesus. That's, if you go there and say, well, how many are you? What's your name? Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. On my blood, I say, food don't come. Kambrate shakadaba. But your profile has been deleted in the spirit. The Bible says he pounced on them. What they should have done first, the demon did for them. He pounced on them. You don't treat demons with respect. You will be there. All this, die, fire, 3 hours. Oga, that's, go and check how Jesus did it. So, pop out. Whether you are free or not, he has gone. He's not waiting again. You didn't hear the last part. I said, once he tells you to go, he's not waiting again. Even him, carry his Bible, is going. You and that demon, if the demon stay, you are the one that lying. He rebuked the devil and he departed out of him, and the child was cured instantly. Did you see instantly? What did he say? The same hour. That means the demon didn't go immediately. It needed 1 hour. But Jesus didn't go back. What he has said, you are not going to stay there. You are acting film. You are going. This is the mistake many people make when they pray and rebuke something. They now notice that that demon is now drinking tea with biscuit, chocolate biscuits. Say, ah, that the prayer did not work. Who told you? Are you the one that determined if prayer will work? Speak the word only, and your servant shall be. This is why many people's faith were crippled permanently, because they tried to use the authority in the name of Jesus and they were waiting to see the result. That's one great error that you can make. The moment you rebuke it, if you feel the surge of fire and faith leave you, it's done. Go. Don't wait. I just gave you a powerful key. You don't have to be a pastor to do it. I've just told you. Next verse. Then disciples came. Baba, welcome, sir. You are in the mountain. You know, that thing, we don't really know what really happened. I tried. It's like the thing wanted to go. It now came back. But, sir, I wanted to ask, sir. Say, Philip, what's the matter? Why could we not cast? You came, you didn't use 1 minute. What did Jesus say? Verse 20. May I like Jesus when he's talking, he's speaking language. He's not speaking esoteric, symphonic of the third realm and the terrestrial. He's telling you the one that you understand. He said, you could not cast the demon out because of what? Your own belief. Now the first point under this key. The primary requirement is faith. A strong conviction within your spirit, born by revelation knowledge. That's faith. A strong conviction in your spirit about a particular matter that is born out of revelation knowledge. That means you have taken that decision because of a stand and a posture you have found in the word of God. And you are standing there because God said he will fix that problem, not because you know anything anywhere that will undo that situation. You are only holding on to the word of God. That is faith. Jesus said that faith is generally the requirement acceptable as a currency to undo any spiritual problem. So what does that mean? If the problem is a 33,000 liters problem and your own faith capacity is 2,000 liters, we already have a problem. Don't need to pray. Go and feed your faith to be at least 45,000 or 50,000 liters capacity, so that when you say let's carry this thing, you can carry it. Don't use your I better pass my enemy generator to go and power a 2 tons AC. You die and the gen died. This one will not be that the gen pack up and the gen died. It will be your fault. So there is a faith capacity, a gap, that we must commit ourselves to feeding and filling up. Because the day David will face Goliath, there will be no notice. He will wake up that day and find himself with Goliath. If he has not been hearing the word of God and allowing it to take residence in his spirit and in his mind, just, we know it. Pastor is talking about faith. We know. But we are not producing the same result. There is a faith that can empower your words and go and those words will go and change somebody's life. Meanwhile, we are hearing the same thing. Your own faith cannot even change your own life, not to talk of another person. Jesus said, generally, the issue of faith. Say, for verily I say unto you, the word verily means assurance, assuredly. I say unto you, if you have faith, and this is where the problem of that faith again is. If you have faith as a what? Grain of mustard. Excuse me. If he had said grain and stopped there, it would have been okay. But he added one word, seed. That means that this capacity of faith must be planted, not consumed. I don't know how to say this. I'm trying to tell you why many people's faith suffer some assault. Huh? Project failure. System failure. Something was delivered into your spirit as you waited on the Lord. We have been fasting, we are waiting on the Lord. God has been speaking certain things to you. Certain words were impressed in your spirit. God, maybe, or you were studying the word, or you were in a kind of fellowship with your brother or one of your sisters, and God ministered to you. God said, that thing that I just put you on is not for you to be collecting miracle. You will plant it. It's a seed. Because God will first give seed to the sower before he gives bread. So if he gives you seed and you go home and cook it, that seed cannot grow again. You went home to tell people, God has done it. You are not praying. You are not fasting. Somebody gave you $500. You are now praying that naira should, dollar should rise. You are now checking Aboki FS. You that has never checked Aboki FS in 25 years. You now know all the malams on your street. You ask, so, Mohammed, I'm waiting to be done today. Say to buy or sell. Say to buy. To sell. All of them know you now. Call $500. When this church started, somebody, the first foreign currency somebody gave to the ministry. We didn't have any domiciliary account. But I knew it was a false fruit. So I took it to my father in the Lord at Prophetic Streams. I said, somebody gave us, said, this is a seed. He just looked at it, did like this. He said, okay. He didn't even pray. You know our father. He didn't pray. He just put it in his pocket. You know, you know, if you are not following God, the way some people will respond to you, it will damage your faith. Say, can you believe? I saw the seed into pastor's life. He just said, oh, God bless you. God bless you. And he walked away. Ah! Omo, that was 200,000. Do you know up till now, he has not prayed for me. Church is already 7 years. I'm still waiting for the prayer. But today, that seed is still growing. In that currency, it's still growing. Leave it. Just leave it. Jesus said, once I allocate a level of grace to you that increases your capacity to believe at a particular level, don't rush out, plant it back. What does it mean to plant? You will take that allocation of faith and use your words, because we distribute in the realm of spirit through our confessions, through the words of our mouth. You begin to supplant that thing back into your spirit. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus, because by the blood of Jesus Christ, I have been redeemed from the curse of the law. Therefore, I renounce every sin that is committed by my forefathers in the name of Jesus. I believe that I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. I separate myself from the sins of my fathers. Let every yoke and every curse be broken. Maybe you listen to the message, how to deal with negative family patterns. Then you take that word that has been ministered to you. You lock your door. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that I am separate. I am a royal generation. I'm a peculiar people. And in the name of Jesus, I am connected into the mainframe of the Spirit. and I am separated from every curse associated with my father's lineage, with my mother's lineage, and I am engrafted by the word of God into an inheritance in Christ. And I thank you, Father, because I will begin to prosper according to the will of God based on the finished work of Christ. You begin to use your wealth to replant those seeds. Then if it is in a particular area, maybe you are trying to develop an anointing in a particular area, maybe in healing the sick or something, then you will now go back and listen to healing ministers. One thing you may not know is that most prophets follow prophets. You may not know that, but I don't know how best to say it. There's a way when two prophets are talking, they sharpen each other. They can tap into each other's experiences temporarily. Just leave that one. So the issue of your company is a serious matter. It's not just about us fellowship. It's your company. Jesus said you plant that seed. He said if you have faith like a mustard seed, something that small, but the potential is very big, very large. He said you plant it. Say you can say. That means the capacity of that tiny thing, the impact is for mountains. The capacity of that small seed is mountains. God interprets the capacity for mountains. But if you do not know what to do with that seed, even though the potential is there, you may be struggling like somebody who has no God. I don't know if somebody is hearing me now. Please, did you hear that? Did you hear something? So the first allocation of faith given to you is not for use, it's for sowing. You sow it back. Say those that sow, you sow in righteousness and you reap in mercy. Say you sow in righteousness and you reap in mercy. You sow in righteousness. You sow righteousness is the nature and the revelation of God's nature. So you see something in God and you sow into it. You speak into it. You can even give into it. Say, give a portion to 7 and to the 8. Because you do not know what evil shall be upon the earth. And I'll come back and address this one. Come on, say my first faith. The first allocation of faith. I need to sow it. I need to plant it in the word. I need to solidify my position in the word. So when you think you have gotten an allocation of faith, don't jump out. Settle down. The river is deeper than that. Find those who are already there and connect to them. He said, you can say to this mountain, remove yourself to a yonder place and it will remove. And nothing. Excuse me. The word is nothing. Does that exempt your marriage life from this? Does that exempt your financial life? Does that exempt your spiritual life? Jesus is saying, if I learn how to take the allocation of faith that is released by the revelation of God's word, and I'm able to plant it, to replicate it around me, there is no area of my life that faith will not touch. So you are transported from the realm of sowing and reaping to the realm of Abraham believed God, and it was now accounted to him as righteousness. That means that which God will now do for you will be because of his righteousness towards you, not because you planted. I don't know. You didn't get it, but just somebody did at least. But I just said something. When Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness, then the Lord said to him, he said, take your son, your only son, and climb to the mountain and offer him as a sacrifice. And when they were on that journey, the son said to him, he said, Father, I can see the knife, I can see the firewood, but where is the sacrifice? And the man prophetically declared, the Lord will provide for himself a sacrifice. There is nothing the Lord will ask you to journey with him on, to bring to him that he will not make provision for. Your victory has been provided for. But you've got to see it. You've got to see it. He said, even when God promised him that you will have a son, Abraham staggered not at the word of God, but he counted him faithful. He staggered not. They say, Abraham, are you sure God will come through? He staggered not. He stood firm. I know what he said. He will come through. He didn't stagger. He stood his ground. It may take 25 years, but he will come through. God does not fail. The revelation that God does not fail is a revelation you must receive. You must receive it personally. Say, staggered not. He stood there. Men were already giving up. Men were losing their. Abraham stood there. My child is coming. My child is coming. No matter what the doctor said, my child, I'm going to carry my child. But my child, the Lord said he's coming. I believe it. That settles it. Say, nothing shall be impossible to you. Next verse. However, how be it? Let me add this one. There are some other matters where your faith may not be sufficient. I cannot enter this message today. So let me do this on Wednesday. I just leave it for Sunday so that we won't lose the recording. He said, however, this is a caution, a clause here that has been introduced. How be it? Do you have another version there? How be it? This kind, where you have conflicting situations of fire and water together, where you are dealing with something that you cannot easily explain what you are going through. Because sometimes the body is hot. Other times the thing they cold. Then the doctor say, what is wrong? You say, I don't know where to start. When you are dealing with seasons of contradiction, things that you really cannot say it is one way, this is the way it is. This one, you will need to add to your faith something. Jesus said it too. Say, I'll be it. However, this one of fire and water is not just faith. Faith is the general requirement, but sometimes there are special requirements. For you to get this job, you must apply. You must have a first degree in computer science. If you have knowledge of UI, UX, it's an additional advantage. If you are extremely good in SQL and they begin to mention those other things, or if you have a certificate in IT or technology, that is also a super added advantage. So the qualification is not SQL. It's not CCNA, CCNP. It's not... it's not all those special things. The first one is that you must have a degree. That is your faith. But because there will be competition, where we are going is very far. We will need extra skills. So in that level, your degree is just foundation. All those things that we were in Lautech in those days, and as a 200 level, you know, some of you don't know all these things. That when some of us were in school, studying computer science, most of us, nobody in the class had laptop. No. Nobody had computer. Laptop is overrated. Yeah, I'm talking about computer. Robin, you know what I'm saying? Even in Lautech, that is a technology university, even in Futa. One day the lecturer gathered people and said, computer engineer, put a computer Pentium 4 or Pentium 2 or something. Put it, say, so the thing was, you know those lines when you put on the, so that was booting, you know. So it was asking, sir, what's happening to this computer? All of them were confused. 200 level students. The man was furious. I'm going to walk out of this class right now. 200 level students, they don't know what is happening to this computer. The man was angry. I said, sir, just tell us, we don't know. I came from Emurele, this one came from Ifakwekiti, this one came from Taraba, this one came from Karnamoda. Oh God, tell us, now admission, carry us come. Say, this computer is booting. Oh, wow, booting. You wrote it down, booting. Sir, how do you spell booting? He said, boot it now. You want to know the spelling? You meet me in the exam. I still told you, I gave you the yam and the knife. You are still asking me to spell booting for you. Because you are the only one from Emurele. So, the subject of fast prayer and fasting, and you can see the order. prayer and fasting is one of the kingdom mysteries that Jesus said the average guy on the street will not understand. They will make excuse why they should not fast, because that understanding is not given to them. If you ever thought that the only time Jesus fasted was that 40 days, you have made a mistake. You have made a mistake. Now, the issue about fasting and prayer is a revelation. If you don't get that revelation, it is hunger that will be waking you up. Every day you decide to fast, you will be seeing fresh egg roll. You will be seeing my mind. You know, my mind is different from my mind. And it's different from Ole. But you may not know the difference, but it's not your fault. It's not your fault. If you don't know the difference, it's not. What do you call moi moi in your language, Adams? What of in Hausa? Okay, that's. No, I mean your own language. Is it you people are copying them? Okay. Because me, I know the term Alele means I should run, you know, so. So there are different dimensions of this moi moi thing, depending on who you are dealing with. And sometimes depending on who knows how to prepare it. He said this kind. That means when you are dealing with situations that are above normal issues, when you are dealing with special situations that require special skills, just like in IT, there are things you will need to add to your faith. Your faith level must take you and teach you how to spend time in God's presence for days, hours, weeks on one matter. Abraham, as I leave you now, I'm going to Sodom. I feel like killing someone. Ah, my son is here. Now today a person they die. Ah, Father, what if, do you think it's cheap to negotiate with God? Somebody left heaven. He landed here. You are telling him that, okay, it's late. You should have negotiated before he left his planet. The moment they landed here, somebody must pay. Because you are not paying for a transport fare. Do you know what it means to negotiate with God? To bring forth your strong reasons and for God to listen to you. God has mathematically calculated everything that needed to be done. And you want to negotiate. You want to negotiate. You think it's cheap to say, son, stand still. Go and try it when you get home. There's a level of authority you will maintain in your spirit. And this has nothing to do with being a pastor. It has to do with where you're at. You have moved your property into God's presence. I'm not leaving this place again. Even if my landlord pursue me, this one, I'm here. It's a posture of the heart. And that guy negotiated until he was able to get his brother out of that place. The guy that they were doing, the next day they delivered, he was sleeping with his daughter. So, you understand? They gave him drink. Say, give wine to him that is ready to perish. Say, Pastor, but the Bible says that is drunkenness. I said, no problem. You want to drink, I drink. We know what happened to people who did what you did. Edom, one of the enemies of Israel to date, was born out of that careless move where a father slept with his daughter after a major miracle. Because he didn't know what it took God to save him. Even though Lot was not participating in what they were doing in Sodom, but the thing was already in his heart. It was already in the hearts of his children, even though they were virgins. Now, I mean, I'm a virgin. Okay, check that thing. Is it there? Forget the virgin thing. Is Sodom in your heart? I know you're a virgin, but is your heart still a virgin? Where did they learn what they did to their father? Where did they learn it? In Sodom. Because they were seeing what their neighbors are. We are Christians. No, in our church, we know the way you're going. But they were seeing it. And you don't know that your eyes are spiritual gates. Whatever gets there can register in your soul. How did they know that it was possible to rape your father? They didn't even start small. They started with their father. Without conscience. They say, you are virgins. No. They are virgins. Atibo, we have heard. But we saw what you did to your father. And they did it in a way that there was instant result. The father had no shame. I didn't read it that the man woke up and used Bilala, because there's a difference between Cain and Bilala. The man did not wake up with Bilala. Or with, there's one that we used to use in the north then. They make it from tire. No, not horse whip. Truck tires. The hair like fan belt. If that one land on you just once, it's an automatic reset button. My one of my people who, Pastor Desmond, their neighbor is a soldier, and he has one room in his, in the quarters, in their house there. One room. He didn't put bulb. He didn't open the window. That place is very dark. Anytime the children is, they say enter that place. So the man has those horse whips. He puts them in different corners, and he's the only one who knows where. So when he enters the dark room, you are confused. He is like Batman. He already knows where the thing is. He just goes, pia, 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 pia. You'll be behaving like a madman in darkness. But the man is aware where the door is. He has locked it. He knows you can't jump out. There's no bulb. You are in trouble. He knows. One day they plan for their father. The moment they entered the thing, the man started, three of them. He was flogging them. They say, carry him. They just rush the man and hit him. And jump out of the house. They never came back. It was the mother that came back to beg for them. After the man didn't tell them to enter the room, he now opened the window, pull Bob. You move your bed to that room. You know, growing up was fun. You won't know because you are always on Instagram. You know, we lived. We when we were growing up, it was fun. Now even my daughter knows how to use Snapchat. Oh God. My wife almost passed out a few days ago when she saw what my daughter was doing on Snapchat. She edited, did so many things. I said, what told you how to do this? I said, I just played with it and I got it. The thing that I deleted because I didn't even understand what, couldn't do anything on that. My daughter was programmed to understand it. And she's not even 8, but she already knows it. So I told them, delete that thing. Delete all the games on that phone. Delete it. Delete. I don't want. There's nothing like Snapchat. Be reading Bible. Download Bible. My time is up, but I've not gotten into this message. So Jesus gave us a requirement for dealing with situations that require more than faith. Now, when you hear the word fasting and prayer, I don't want you to hear abstinence from food. I want you to hear the key, what the program that is working behind the scene, making that command to function. The key word in fasting and prayer is not food. Is sacrifice. Sacrifice. When does something become sacrifice? It's not the first day you start. It's when after 3 days your body begins to tell you over. you begin to imagine pounded yam, especially if you are from my state. If when you sleep, they bring it to you. You are on the road. Everything just, Mama City that never has food, all of a sudden has food. Everybody around the area, everything is just perfect. Like all you have to do is just go in and ask for. There's no queue today. Everything just, just go in and order. In fact, I even tell you this, you can even call them and order for, they bring it to your office. Or while you are praying, 12 o'clock prayer, the person beside you in the office, they just brought pizza and everything just looking perfect. They say it's on the house. Unfortunately, you are not in that house because you are 12 o'clock. 10 more minutes. Let's stretch it for 10 more minutes. And I say, Pastor, no go stop. This thing is say 45 minutes. We have reached 1 hour. It's called sacrifice. That means God measures measures the impact of that denial on your life, on your flesh, converts that energy into turbo power. Huh? So that when you are not fasting, but you say in Jesus' name, it produces an effect on the scale of 10, maybe 4. But when my own fasting and denial, when God sees what not eating the king's food cost Daniel, then he converts it to giftings in visions and dreams and revelations. Daniel did not come to Babylon with gift of visions. It was his consecration that brought the gift. I don't know if somebody's listening to me. Because the next time the devil tell you, just they say, you can't cheat me. I know your secret. The moment you begin to feel the pain in your stomach, 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, it's like for the last 1 hour, that time has been on 2 o'clock. It didn't move. 2:01, after 3 hours, bam. Just know that there's a conversion process. It's like when you are driving a Volvo 2006 model. If you are driving a Volvo 2006 model, thank you, Pastor Charles. You see, everything you can explain scripture. When you get to the express, the car no longer consumes fuel. It consumes a mixture of steam. Abi? Steam and what? And ignition fuel. Gaseous fuel. So, even though you are driving a Volvo, the car will consume less fuel than a Toyota. But you, they wrote Toyota on your name when they gave birth to you. The only car in your life is Toyota. You don't know any car apart from, don't worry, we know you. But if you are on the road going to Benin, that guy, once he has space in front of him and he hits 80 kilometers per hour, that guy will consume less fuel because he's no more using fuel. He's using the gaseous aspect, the steam of that fuel to run that car. That is the turbo power I'm talking about. Jesus, I think it's in Luke chapter 4. My time is, oh my God. Let me just stop here. My challenge with this issue, Sesu, of fasting and prayer is that it was Jesus that talked about it. That means Jesus was suggesting that if I wait upon him, consecrate myself in prayers, consecrate myself by denying myself of pleasures, which may not only be food. It's possible to fast and be eating. Now, let me say this in passing. Now, we've been fasting for 14 days. We have 7 days to go. If you are on any medication, who is on medication here? There's any drug you are currently using? Please wave your hand. I want to say something. Now, if you are on any medication, you can eat and still fast. Because what they have taught us, and there are many things we were taught wrongly growing up. They teach you that if you are in a marriage where the man wants to break your head, you should stay there. You understand? It's not in the Bible. You understand? Especially when you can see the condo. Please, you are somebody's brother or sister. Go out first, then we'll settle. When we settle, you go back. Don't go and die, and the guy will remarry your best friend. Leave that one. I'll come back and remind me. Because we have many sons of Belial who are in the church, but they are looking for a woman to pound. They cannot fight Mopo. They cannot go and be struggling with mobile, with somebody that just came back from Sierra Leone. It's innocent little girls that they want to... So, I will open that fire. I'm seeing the fire. I will open it very soon. So, when you are dealing with situations that are beyond regular explanation. And let me not lose that train of thought. If you are on any medication, somebody said, I can't fast because I'm treating ulcer. Rubbish. You can fast. Many ladies don't even like food because they are watching their weight. Tell them, don't post on your WhatsApp status. Don't watch Netflix. Then don't do Facebook. Don't do anything for 2 weeks. It's like they want to die. You understand? That's standard fasting. So don't worry. Eat your pounded yam. Do other. But no Netflix. Don't pay for a subscription. Don't post. Don't go to any party. Don't go for any reception. Don't do it. Separate yourself. Hey! Pastor. This 14 days is equal to 28 days. What is going on here? I say it's just 7 days. So remain 7 days. He said, ha. I said, okay, the way I'm looking at you, come and be leaving my house. I want to be seeing you for the next 7 days. That's one aspect. Number two is that, because I don't want you to be religious. The other part is that, if you're on drugs and you really don't want to eat food, when you get up in the morning, get some small portions of food, use that food to take your drugs, then continue your fasting. It is the intention of your heart that God sees. Not that you are planning to eat before. And you use your drug as an excuse to deceive the pastor, to deceive us. And then when we are praying, your voice was very loud. And they said, oh, this sister, she's very prayerful. But she has eaten breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Say, wow, we should make her the next prayer leader. She's very energetic. Check her very well. Check her. Oh, so go and check. There's fresh vegetable in that kitchen. People don't know. People want to be part of what their church is doing. But because of medical issues, and people don't even ask questions. You can use your drugs that morning and take 4 slices of bread. Take a cup of tea. Use your drug. Continue the fast. Daniel said, during my 21 days fast, I ate no pleasant bread. He didn't say I didn't eat bread. You won't eat the way you normally eat. But you are doing it because of your medical whatever. Have I helped somebody? God sees the heart. He knows why you did it. Don't play games. Don't allow the flesh override you. Go and get bread. Go and get some tea. Use your drugs for that money. Throughout the day, be drinking water. If it is truly fasting, when you get to one point in that 14 days, denial, that sacrifice element, we set in. You will now realize that even though you are taking your drugs, it's like you are feeling like you are fasting. Because God will now apply, because he needs to convert this element into turbo energy. So you will now realize that even though you ate that money, you didn't eat. Because now, God will apply the element of sacrifice in another way. Religion is what is killing most people. So they cannot even see what is in front of them. I will come back and redeem this matter. So this is fasting part A. But I believe it has helped somebody. So that when you want to fast, don't let the devil cheat you. If he convinces you to break, it is because that point of breaking is where the energy level is about to be converted. And the moment Jesus passed that test, the Bible said he returned. He didn't go in with the power of the Spirit. But because he passed the test, that test of denial, self-denial, that test of giving in to his hunger, the moment he passed it, he returned with something else. There will always be a conversion. Come on, shout amen. There will always be a conversion. But before the conversion, there will be a test. Your stomach will start showing you visions. You will lose weight. Everybody will know, oh, Laura is very high spec and spec and spec. But when she starts fasting, she will now lose weight. Hey, God is doing something new. You will lose weight. How can it be? If somebody says, when I fast, I had weight. You're a liar. The devil is a liar. How can I fast for 14 days and you're adding weight? I bind that spirit now. You're adding weight. How? You're adding weight. Jesus, which kind of anointing is this? You're adding weight. Come on, say I'm blessed. Now, when you know the reason why you are doing what you need to do, the power of the enemy has been reduced significantly. Because he can't lie to you again. Can't lie. Come on, say my eyes are open. Don't forget, once the enemy begins to tempt you, just know that you have gotten to the conversion point where God wants to convert your effort and your waiting into divine allocation of power. And if that time is the most critical, so you have to pass that test. If you know that the way your body is doing you, you will not survive. Carry your Bible, leave your house. Don't stay at home. Get out. And don't say you are strolling. You now go and sit down where Mama Sidi says, Mama Sidi says she even wants to discuss something with you. That's when you remember that. Or you know that Sumisola is a very good cook and she's not fasting. Because she doesn't like to fast. She has special revelation. You now went to greet Sumisola. And Sumisola must offer you something. Because she's a wife material. Find the appeal of your soul. Starve it. Starve yourself of it. Find the appeal of your soul. Starve yourself of it. So that it can be converted. And that when you return in the power of the Spirit. The power that can say, hey, come out. And it happens. That kind of power. Eh? Uh-huh. It took Jesus 40 days to get it. Sincerely, and I say this with every sense of responsibility. If you combine fasting with not watching Netflix, you will get result. If you know, you know. And if you don't know, you don't know. If you get it, you get it. Don't get it, forget about it. If you combine, because some people they are fastest finger. If you combine fasting with not posting on WhatsApp, ha! You see the way God will be hearing you. Or you'll be hearing God self. Because the stakes are higher. We live in a different world. So what God will require from us will be different. Listen, we have 7 more days to go. If you have found this key, don't let the devil rob you. Don't say, Pastor, hope you are praying for me. When you are on top of a heavy plate of amala from your CD, it's wrong. How can we be fasting for you and you are eating, destroying different layers of amala? And your testimony is that God is good. Come on, say my eyes are open. I will rest this matter here. Even if I don't continue this message, I'm sure you have an idea. As we go into the week, please understand, everyone, whether it was Moses, whether it was Elijah, whether it was Jesus, people who were significant in scriptures, they were men of fastings. And our Lord Jesus taught us and he said, when the bridegroom is taken away, what will happen? Say they will fast. I leave them. I mean they cover them now. Perchance, is it possible, Femi, that you are now in your season of fastings? Your seasons of consecration and denial. Is it possible that this is God's handwriting to you, that you are about to return in power? This returning with power is not gender sensitive. Come on, say, I hear you. I said that returning with power is not gender sensitive. If you pay the price, it will show up. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we receive grace. We receive grace not to go in the flesh, but in the strength of God. So that we may return and the devils will be cast out. So that we may return and territories will be taken for Jesus. So that we may return and families will be restored. So that we may return and there will be answers to prayers. We ask for grace. In Jesus' mighty name.